from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah, back here in the studio, WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we doing?
Spike? Jackie Baseball, good weekend despite the ending. Holla at your boy.
How's it going?
Feeling good over there?
Yeah, hey, I'm feeling pretty good. A little tight about yesterday,
yeah.
But we'll discuss.
You a little nervous about Atlanta?
No.
Deep down? A little bit.
It doesn't matter.
You're still mad about yesterday then, huh? So we have a good show today. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3 o'clock, get an update on the backup quarterback competition. We will bring back the Mount Rush 4 at 4 o'clock,
yay!
Which is always very exciting. And if you want to be in our fantasy football league, we will tell you how. It is a very limited number. How many spots do we have?
Nine
spots. We do a 12-team league. Is that what we're doing? 12-team
yes.
league? Okay. So that'll be during the show as well. And Jack will be participating in the league?
You're on the Bloomsburg education and they're not working.
Yeah, well, hold on. I think we have eight spots.
Well, because the winner
last year's
year.
Winner.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you're right. Excuse me.
There you go. You hit him right with the Bloomsburg.
Well, he's in there counting. He's using his fingers to count. Like,
dude, I do still use my fingers to count.
Yeah.
I forgot about last year's winner. You're right.
I finally found out who it was. So we found the mystery man.
Good.
Yes.
So we'll do that later in the show as well. And so I want to start off talking about the game yesterday, talk about Rob Thompson's decision, Rob Thompson in general. And this is one of those situations where I feel different today than I did yesterday. I'm watching the game yesterday, and we're watching Cal Stevenson hit and then Garrett Stubbs hit while Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto are sitting on the bench, and I was pulling my hair out. I said, are we really going to do this? That's all I could think. And then I got up angry after the game, and I thought about it and continued to be angry. Then I was walking this morning, and I started thinking more about it. And there are two things that have changed my mind. I actually agree with what Rob Thompson did yesterday and the way that he did it. This was the first thing. The first thing that I started thinking about is, if I was given the day off here at WIP, mm-hmm. you know, Rod Lake and our boss is like, you're off. I'm like, all right, great. And then that morning he shoots me a text and he says, hey, could you do the final segment with Ike and Jack from your house? Mm-hmm. Now, obviously it would just be 15 minutes and not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden I'd have to start planning my whole day around making sure I'm home beforehand, thinking all day about what I'm going to say. And at that point, even though it's just 15 minutes, it would not feel like I actually had a day off. So I sort of understand the difference between giving a guy a day off and not giving a guy a day off. And that part I understand. And then I got to the next part, and that is the pain and torment of cheering for the Philadelphia 76ers for the last 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. Every single year, I'm like, why is Embiid playing in this game? All that matters is the postseason. Why is he playing in this back-to-back? All that matters is the postseason. Why is he averaging more minutes than any other center in the NBA for the first 20 games of the year? All that matters is the postseason. Mm-hmm. And here we have a team who looks like they're heading to the postseason. We have a catcher who just had knee surgery 2 months ago. We have our best player on the team who's had back issues this year, has had soft tissue injuries this year. And truly, if he wants to give the guys a day off, I get it. It's frustrating in the moment, but I think to just say that it is one at bat is not necessarily true because you don't really know how the rest of the game is going to go. And one at bat isn't a day off. So I think, though it was frustrating in the moment, I trust Hopper on this one, and I agree with what he did.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is nonsense. I mean, this is utter nonsense. Listen, and I'm more often than not in the corner of Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
Even though I can get frustrated at times, I still sort of believe in Rob Thompson and what he's doing. It's worked for him since he's been here as a manager. So I get it. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Yesterday, no. I don't buy the excuse of I wanted to give the guys a full day off. That's nonsense. First of all, both of those guys probably would have loved to have the opportunity to go up there and try to win the game. I know MV3 certainly would have wanted the opportunity to go ahead and do that. And a day off. Pardon all my baseball friends out there.
Here we go. I was waiting for this one.
You knew I was going there. I'm just saying, man. With all due respect to all the guys that I love that have worn the uniform, that play the game.
This is a direct shot at Ben Davis.
No. I'm just saying, man. This idea of day off and needing rest. Now, JT, I can understand. He's a catcher.
Yes.
So I get it.
And by the way, if they tie up the game, there's nobody else on the team that's catching. So he is catching until the game's over.
I understand JT. I can understand JT. Okay. I can. Just because of the nature of the position he plays and the fact that he is coming off the knee surgery. So I won't bellyache about JT, but not the big dog. Big dog needed to eat yesterday. First of all, I'm surprised he was even out of the lineup. I didn't even like that. But the fact that it comes up late in the game and they got an opportunity to, I don't know, tie the game up by bringing him up to bat. Like, Bryce Harper doesn't need the full day off yesterday. He doesn't need the full day off yesterday. Right? Go in the batting cage, get a couple swings, and didn't this happen a couple weeks ago with somebody? Wasn't it JT a couple weeks ago?
It happened with Stubbs and JT a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, Topper? We're in a tight division race. Not a tight division race. Pennant race. This tight.
Yeah.
First of all, you haven't played great baseball for 2 months.
Sure.
We got a chance to put our foot on the throat of this series and this 6-game homestand and finish up 5-1. Feeling good. Heading into Atlanta. Here we are worried about guys being rested. And they got a day off today. So Bryce Harper needed 2 straight days off.
Look, I agree with you.
He did not need 2 straight days off.
I agree with you that they probably wanted to play. But that is why there has to be an adult in the room to decide when they need a day off. Like, I agree with you. They probably would go up there. I don't think that Bryce Harper is asking to sit on the bench. I don't think that JT Realmuto is asking to sit on the bench. But that's why he's there. It's why, you know, you go back to the trade deadline. It's why Dombrowski is thinking beyond this year. All we do is think about this game and this time. And by the way, so do the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the fact that there's a manager in there who is willing, by the way, to take the hit and sort of say, look, we already won this series. We have a big series the rest of this week. We're coming up down the home stretch. And being off and not being off, I actually just think are two different things. I agree with you that Harper would have gone up there, but all I can think about is
if they went into that day yesterday having only won 2 games.
It's different.
Of course it is.
I think it's different.
Of course it is. And
yes.
He manages it different. So it's not about them needing a day off. It's the fact that they feel comfortable that they won the series.
Well, I think it's both.
Bryce Harper doesn't need a day off.
But I think he does. Oh my God. Well, look, I don't know if he does. I know that Thompson knows if he does. Let's put it that way. Overall, with this sort of thing, I'm not saying he's infallible, and I'm not saying that I won't criticize him at some point, and I have over the course of this losing streak. But if there's one person I trust to think, hey, maybe that guy could use a breather, it's Thompson. Look, he seemed to pick the exact
Bryce.
He seemed to pick the exact right time for Trey Turner. Turner, you know, he picked the day off. All of a sudden, the guy gets a hit every single. So it's not like it's magic, not like any of those things. But I just know that these guys are north of 30, have had nagging things all year long, and if we end up not winning one of the four Nationals games after they had already won the other three, I'm okay with it. I trust him with this one. 215. Oh, I'm sorry. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with the move yesterday, and do you trust Topper on this stuff going forward? Curious where you are, Mr. Baseball, over there.
Yeah, so I'm with Ike on this. And the thing that annoys me about it is, listen, you just had a team meeting on Wednesday, I guess, of like, we gotta kick this into high gear. We gotta turn this around. Like, it's time to start taking these games seriously. I'm fine with sitting Bryce Harper like during the game, but in that moment, like, that's where you have a conversation before the game, like, hey, would love to use you late. Would love to be able to use you with a chance to win the ball game, and you know Bryce wants to be in that situation. The other thing that annoyed me is, listen, like, we also have to manage Jeff Hoffman and Matt Strom, because right now they're our best relievers, and they're pitching Jeff Hoffman down one to try to win the game, but then you're not doing everything in your power to win the game in the ninth. Like, that didn't sit well with me.
They're different things,
but they're not different things.
It is the same thing. How's that different?
Because either you're off or you're not off. Hoffman was not off. I'm not saying you call Marte up and have him throw five innings because because you're not in on the game. Some of the starters played. You're telling me that of all the people in the world, you don't think Rob Thompson has the best feel for who needs a day off and who doesn't.
I think he's got a good feel for it, but I also think that at some point the mentality has to change here. Like, they have to flip the switch at some point. And I think that with the whole message this week has been, it's time to flip the switch. You pretty much just punted the ninth inning yesterday. And if you already committed to punting that, then don't pitch Jeff Hoffman in a game you're already losing.
I don't think they're the same thing. And by the way, like, I think pitching one inning on a day where you're up to pitch, right? I mean, they decide before the game which pitchers are available and which pitchers aren't available. So, and by the way, Jeff Hoffman could use some work. I mean, every one of the relievers, Hoffman, Strom, Alvarado, all their ERA suck since the All-Star break anyway. So maybe Hoffman gets in there, throws a clean inning, and feels better about how he's pitching. I don't know. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, maybe Bryce gets up there to bat, and in three pitches, he's hitting one over the right field fence.
But maybe he does.
And it's a tie ball game.
Maybe he does. And I would have felt great about it. I would have felt great about it. Jack, I actually can't use my mouse here. Could you put David from Doylestown up? David from Doylestown, you're on WIP. David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
What's up,
Spike,
baby?
Fritz, love you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
For having me. Spike, man, you're wrong about the Aliens movie.
Can we do that second? Can we do Phil's first?
No.
Can we do Elliot second? I'm actually not asking. I'm telling.
Yeah,
so I'm happy.
That was his polite way
of
asking.
Yeah, I'm happy to do the Alien stuff, but let's do the Philly stuff first.
Well, as far as the Phillies go, Thompson, like, leave him alone. I'm so tired of this. Like, upper management is responsible for all the failures. It's the players on the field. They got to play. They got to do the job. They're getting paid a lot of money. Why can't they do it? It's not because of Topper. It's because of them not performing. That's it.
I think we're on the same page.
What did that have to do with Bryce Harper pinch hitting yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the crux of the argument here is whether Bryce and JT should have.
The crux of this phone call is he wants to talk
wants
about
to talk
the
about
alien
it.
Movie.
Do you want to let him do it?
It's Bill of Spike, not the Bill of Ike.
Well, your name's first on the show.
And Ike is in Spike.
Yes.
Oh, never
yes.
mind.
You're right. You're actually already
together. You can't have Spike without Ike.
That is true.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
right.
David, just so you don't seem like you're in agony anymore. Yeah, go ahead.
For context to everyone listening, Hugh said he hated Alien Romulus. I really liked Alien Romulus. It's not my favorite Alien movie, but there we go. Yeah, no, Jack, it was a big movie. David, what is your problem?
My problem is things are rewritten. Something's been done already. The first Alien was the best, and everything that came after it was okay.
Well, that's not true. You're wrong. I mean, Aliens was
I'm not wrong.
You are. Aliens is a good movie. Prometheus was a good movie. Covenant was a good movie. You're gonna have to hang on. I can't use my thing. Could you ask somebody from engineering to help me out with the computer?
Sure.
Prometheus was a good movie.
Like, Prometheus was awesome.
Yeah.
Are you playing me off, Jack?
Well, no, I was trying to yell at engineering and the music was still up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I enjoyed...
It's good to have my Oscars theme back, by the way.
Yes, yes. I really enjoyed Alien Romulus. I thought it was good. I think Hugh was wrong. Hugh didn't know when the movie takes place. It takes place between Alien and Aliens. He was wrong about when it took place. So there you go.
Way to correct Hugh Douglas.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. We have to fill up our Fantasy Football League, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We will have our draft the next Wednesday, right? I think that's when we're having our draft. And we have 8 spots to give away for the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We will give them away this week. We will do it different every day. But today is about what it's worth to you. But not what it's worth to you, but today is about what are you worth?
Yeah.
Today is about why do you deserve it? Why are you going to be a good addition to the Fantasy Football League?
And one of the things we always put out there, we don't care about your resume. Like, I mean, Ike sometimes does, you know.
Oh, you mean resume like, in terms of
I've been playing fantasy football since 1988. I remember when I had to do it on newspapers to get to calculate the scores the next day.
Yep.
It's a little bit like, and not to completely, you know, put down this caller. It's a caller that says, I've been a season ticket holder since 1965. While we appreciate those callers, don't care.
Yes.
Wow, don't care. Awesome.
Well, I think...
No, it's about the fantasy football resume. I care about the season ticket holders.
Okay.
Well, truthfully, I don't really need really great fantasy football players in the league. It lowers my possibility of winning. You know, I haven't played fantasy football in 15 years or something. So,
yes.
So throughout the show, you obviously have to call with your sports point. But if you would like to be in the Fantasy Football League with us, you have to be able to attend the draft, of course, which will be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
But you just have to tell us why you should be in there. What are you going to add to the league? Is it a great personality? Is it? I don't even know. That's on you. That's up to you. So if you'd like to be in the league, tell us today. But, of course, you have to call with your sports point. 215-592-9494. Jim in Orland, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
What's up, guys? I cannot believe I'm actually going to agree with you on this, Spike. I think if he's giving them the day off, let them have the day off. I get mad if I get a text message from work on my day off. So I get it, but I think the anger at Topper is being displaced. And I think the fact that we had Cal Stephenson and Garrett Stubbs even in the lineup on the team in those spots, where does Dombrowski fit into this? Because why are they Topper's options right there? Why doesn't he have somebody better to put in there?
He did. He had Bryce Harper. He did have somebody better. Bryce Harper and JT. By the way,
and
Jim,
Weston Wilson.
By the way, I don't know. Did they come to the ballpark yesterday, or were they sitting at home watching the game like we were?
I don't know.
Everybody's talking about having a day off and comparing it to your job. Do you actually go into work when you have a day off?
I do not.
Okay, hold on. You the one brought your job up, and so did Spike. I let him go because he's my co-host. But you, I'm not letting go. So this idea that when you get a day off, is it the same? It's not the same thing. When you get a day off, you get a true day off. Bryce Harper and JT actually showed up to the ballpark. They put on a uniform. I mean, were they in the dugout with slippers on and shorts? Were they sitting in the back? Were they in the back of the locker room? Were they sitting in the clubhouse watching the game? Like, I don't know.
If they didn't show up, then we would get. Why are they not in the dugout?
I'm saying this in comparison to the whole idea of the idea of a day off for us in the real world, working and having a day off versus an athlete having a day off on the baseball team. He's in uniform. He's available. That was Rob Thompson's choice not to use them. That was by his choice. It's not a rule that he couldn't use them.
But I'm okay with him making that choice and giving them day off. I think the issue is that if it's Cal Stephenson and Garrett Stubbs were the options there. They, why not bring Marshawn up? And I know
he's, but they're not going to do that just to give Bryce Harper and JT a day off. We know who's on the roster. That's, see, this goes to our point. You know your roster. As a manager, he knows who's going to be available to him. So if he makes the decision prior to the game that no matter what, JT Realmuto and Bryce Harper aren't batting today. They aren't playing today. No matter what, this is what I have available to me. He made that decision. That was his choice.
No, I get it. I'm fine with them giving the day off. I think it's more of an indictment of the fact that those are your two options in there. And I feel like that's not Topper's fault. And I don't know.
Well, I mean, with that. Oh, thank you. That was my fault, man. I was trying to talk to you. Thank you for the call, Jim. I think it's a little bit of both. To your point, he made the decision to give the guys off. He knows who's on the roster.
Yeah, you know he's limited. He knows that already.
It is what it is. And I don't know, you know, there will be time to talk about the decisions Dombrowski has made with the roster.
Yes.
And that'll probably
that's more
be
the end of the season
end
if
the
things
season.
Don't go the way we wanted to go.
Sure.
Yes. We know he's that's there waiting for us.
100%. We will look at obviously the Whit Merrifield signing, which if you had him in the maybe he's a guy that you can put in there. The other problem here is that Austin Hayes is hurt, in which case we would have had an extra bat, you know. I guess you could have pinch hit Weston Wilson there. I think that is something
hottest bat on the team.
Yeah, you could have done that and not done that. I think that is I would accept that criticism more than I would the Bryce and the JT thing. I think to me it's like it's I guess I'm just I trust him to understand what those guys need.
No, you were okay with losing yesterday.
In that context, yes.
Yes. That's really what it boils down
yes.
to, right?
And,
yes.
And by the way, I was okay with losing yesterday, and you said if you had only won two of the first three, it would have been different. But I actually agree with you.
Right.
And I think different situations call for different strategies, right? If they had only won the first game, yesterday would have been a panic. By the way, Bryce
and there's no way he would have said Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce yes. would have been playing, and he probably would have pinch hit JT, I think. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. They won the first three games of the series, and that makes the fourth game different.
I'd be curious to know what would have happened if they were only down one. Like, I wonder if them going down by two with Hoffman giving the extra run changed plans a little bit.
I could have.
But still, like, they got the single, and Bryce would have been the tying, you know, guy at the plate. It's weird.
Yeah, I also, and you said this too, I think the JT thing is a little bit different than the Bryce thing.
Yeah, I can understand JT.
In that you don't have another catcher on the roster, so if JT pinch hits, JT is catching for as long as the game goes.
Yes.
And you want something good to happen, but if something good happens, he could be catching five more innings.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you wanted a day off before the Atlanta series. I think we would all agree, we would all trade, if this were the trade we're making, being feeling good about the Atlanta series, I would trade that game to make everybody feel real good about the Atlanta series. And they've clearly aligned their starting rotation to be, I mean.
Do we feel good about the Atlanta series? We feel better than we did a week ago, huh?
I'll feel good on Thursday. I'll tell
right,
you how
that's
I'll
what
feel
I'm
on
saying.
Thursday.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll feel good Thursday.
Yeah, well, I want all guns. I want everyone ready for the Atlanta series. Because I think, look, they can win the division.
They can
this
bury
week.
The Braves, yes.
If they were to win all three games, they can win the division this week.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Do you trust Topper on this one, even if you disagreed? And do you want to be in the WIP afternoon show fantasy football? It's very exclusive. Eight spots.
I've yet
are
to
available.
Win it.
You have?
Yeah, I've yet to win.
Did Marks ever win?
No, he was in
he
the title
the
game,
title
though.
Game,
yeah.
Okay.
Was I in a title game last year?
I think there at one point, I think you guys were on a
collision course.
Course,
and then I lost in the semis.
I think so, yeah.
That's the year he made it to the title game.
I actually think, since I'm not
I'm a pretty good drafter.
Are you?
Yeah, and I don't care where I draft.
Look, I haven't played fantasy football in 15 years, but I am very competitive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start studying.
And
now.
I'm a waiver wire. I mean, I'm Howie Roseman.
Yeah. Well, you usually have like seven teams, right? If I remember correctly.
Well, we trimmed them down. Okay. We're down to three now.
Okay. Because I found out before the show, now I'm in the WIP, the station league.
Yes.
And your reaction was like, wow, I'm so happy.
Yes. I was
overwhelmed with joy.
I was obviously thrilled. We will hear from Rob Thompson next as to why he said he did not play
on
Bryce or JT. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spike and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz talking about Rob Thompson's decision to not use JT Realmuto or Bryce Harper as pinch hitters yesterday.
Basically, swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Oh, what was that?
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
What do we need that for?
Well, it's Rob Thompson.
Oh, okay.
He's telling about everyone's opinions on this.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah,
oh.
Basically. That's how I interpreted it before the season when he said it, yeah.
Well, you know, he has to... I do appreciate him... He is consistent, if nothing else. He has a way that he's going to run the baseball team. I am actually curious, in retrospect, the meeting they had last week, whether it was Schwarber or whether it was him. And my sense is Schwarber came to him and he said, this is what I'm feeling. And the message was together. But I am curious how it happened, because it did not seem like Thompson was going to do anything. Now, he did sit Trey, right. So that was something. But I am curious how that happened, because he seems to be just let him go and they'll be fine eventually.
Well, you also wonder, was it at the urging of someone else? The owner certainly didn't like sitting through the last 2 months.
No, yeah, we'll get to those quotes in a little bit. John Middleton. There was the interview was with Zalecki, right? It was with Todd Zalecki.
I think it was with a lot of the reporters, Gelb, and they all had similar stories.
Because I saw the Zalecki article about it, and it seems like that Middleton was like us. He had had enough.
Yeah,
he was like, I get that it's baseball, but
see, I agree with Spike. Yeah. I just want to know.
All the old guys agree.
If I could have known one thing, I just want to know if he had 215-592-90, like, dialed into his phone.
Yeah. You know he did. It's in there.
Has he called?
He was tempted.
I don't think he's actually called.
Is he the Cal Stevenson guy, maybe?
Could be.
Joe from the Northeast.
Got to give him a shot.
And also, and before we get back to your calls, also, if you want to be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy League, our draft is next Wednesday. We only have 8 slots. Today, we will give away, we could give away as many as we want today, right? But today's way is you have to explain why you would be a good addition to the league. But that's not what you have to call with an actual sports point as well. So, Rob Thompson was asked yesterday after the game about not using JT or Bryce, and here's what he had to say.
With the time around to play the ninth, why not pinch it with Bryce there?
I wanted to give both him and JT a full day.
In the moment, is that hard for you to not want to put one of your best hitters up there?
Absolutely, but I'm thinking long term as well. Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking about, is that this is going to be a tough stretch, no doubt, and we got to be able to handle it, and we got to have healthy bodies and rested bodies, and so that we give ourselves every chance to play well.
I will say this, and I said it in the open, as somebody who has struggled with how the Sixers have handled this stuff with Embiid, I am glad that someone within the Phillies is thinking about it for his players. Like, I'm glad that, you know, for a guy who we all assume he runs, you know, he lets the players run the locker room. We all know that JT wants to play every day. We know that Bryce wants to play every day. Mm-hmm. So for him to say no and to keep them on the bench when they could have pinch hit, I think does show, whether he's right or wrong, does show forethought to what they have coming up, and does show somebody who isn't just going to do what the players want him to do. Because my gut is that both guys would have wanted to hit in the ninth.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, JT, I totally understand. If it's a tie ball game, he has to stay in and play catcher. So I understand that. It wouldn't be really a true down. But even if Bryce stayed in, he's over at first base. Let's relax a little bit. I know Bohm made it exciting over there yesterday with a routine pop-up over there. But
I will say, like, even if in that case, Johan Rojas was available if he wanted to pinch run him.
So get Bryce to get on base and then put Rojas.
If you're worried about total workload.
Right.
Well, then what are you doing with that slot in a lineup? He's pinch hitting for...
Well, Rojas then goes in that position to be the hitter.
Right. Cal Stevenson was... Where was Cal Stevenson? Was he playing left?
No, he's playing center.
He's playing center. Okay, so you can put Rojas in there.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. 215-592-9494.
And they have the day off today!
Come on, Spike.
What would you rather have? 2 days off or 1 day off?
Oh, if I'm one of them, 1 day off. I mean, Bryce is hitting the ball well right now.
You know when they could have 2 days off?
When?
November.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah, I don't think you understand, Jack. This is baseball. It's a grind. You know? You have to think big picture about these things, not just treat them like they're football games. I don't know what sport you guys are watching.
I tell you, man, listen. These athletes today, we're working less and making more, man.
Yep. We should get that job.
Yes.
Get the job. Meanwhile, we're working the Saturday after the Eagles-Packers game here. That's an extra day. We're doing extra days over here. Meanwhile, yeah, Bryce is getting the day off. Yeah. I got to do two fantasy football leagues. Sounds like work to me.
Oh, my God.
Drew and Sicklersville. You're on WIP. What's up, Drew?
Yeah, you guys sound like you're doing a lot of complaining for something that's really enjoyable over there.
Yeah, we love it.
So listen, about the Harper situation, right? You got to understand, like, as Harper as our superstar, quote unquote, say, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing like a superstar. What did we do with Trey Turner last year when he had that whole contract in his head before the standing ovation? We sat him down. And then when he came back, he started playing like a pro. He was playing like the player that we hired him to play as. Harper, as of right now, is not doing that. He has gone countless of times just striking out or either grounding out or getting us in the double play.
Well, I mean, Bryce Harper's been really good for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I think he's hitting
about?
Like 350.
Yeah.
You can't say that for the rest of the team, though, either, though.
What?
I mean, you still got Kyle Schwarber yesterday. He was playing okay, but again, with these ground outs, it's getting a bit ridiculous, and it's making our job to come back a lot harder.
Yeah. I think Schwarber has changed his approach this year, which means you're going to get more ground balls and fewer home runs, but you're also going to get a guy who's hitting 250 rather than 185. So, you know, I appreciate the call, Drew. I don't think Bryce needed a day off from a performance perspective.
Yeah.
From a body perspective, I get it.
Last seven games, batting 280.
Yep.
3.379 OBP.
Yeah.
Right?
He's been good.
Last 15 games, he's batting 305.
Yeah. He's been good. I guess.
And oh, so we were ripping Schwarber after he saved the season.
Yeah, Schwarber gets a couple days. You see,
days.
I just let that just go in. Yeah. I didn't even ignore. I mean, address that.
Yeah. What are we?
Yeah,
doing?
We're not ripping Schwarber.
No,
are you
no,
kidding
no.
me?
And he's the one who called the team meeting.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
He's the most important player on the team. He's the MVP of the team.
Well, let's not go overboard.
Well, the most important player.
You can say MVP. He's not the most important player on the team.
To the team. I think so. He's not the best player.
So he's the most important player on the team. Okay. I'm just working this out in my head.
Yeah.
Bryce is the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Trey is the highest paid player on the team.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with Trey Turner, to be quite honest with you.
And quite frankly, Bomer might be the most consistent player on the team.
Throw him in there. Between, again, like you were on Hayes before everyone,
yeah.
And you've been riding Bomer for
2 years.
Riding him hard. This guy rides Bomer hard.
All right, Spike, thank you. Yes. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. What? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, those are your top four guys on the team, though, yes. Obviously.
I would agree. And by the way, Castellanos has been...
Oh, Casty.
After the first 2 months, you want to talk consistent.
Yeah.
He's been consistently good since he was consistently bad.
He really has been.
There's no like up and down weeks with Schwarber. There's up and down months. Or with Castellanos. There's only up and down months. 215-592-9494. Conspiracy Chuck.
Always
you're on WIP.
Talk to you, Spikeroo. And Ike, always good to talk to you also.
Thank you, Conspiracy Chuck.
Listen, let me just say this to you. First of all, a lot of this give and take is because the guy's a gentleman, he's a good guy. But as far as strict baseball, Spike, I do disagree with you. And let me just say why. First of all, I'm starting to wonder, you know, when the guy come over, I'd have known him from Adam, and he won me over. He's a good guy. But let me tell you something. You know, a red flag for me is if you got a job for 22 years and you get passed over in your 11th year and you get passed over in your 20th year, I'm starting to wonder, why does somebody with that kind of tenure get passed over a couple times? Now, let me say this to you. In my opinion, I think he's a good guy, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure when the chips are on the table if he's going to... Because, first of all, how the heck do you not... That game's within reach. How do you not put these two guys in the game?
Because he thought they needed a day off. Isn't his... What would you rather have, Chuck, in a manager? Would you rather have someone who is an A-plus strategist, or would you rather have somebody who is an A-plus people manager, ego manager, you know, team manager? What would you rather have, a strategic guy or a culture guy?
Spike, you're a bright guy. Don't tell me you can't have a little bit of both of the guy. Come on now.
Well, right, but I think at the end of the day, nobody would have argued that Charlie Manuel was some sort of A-plus strategist. But everybody thought he was a good manager. So I'm saying that there are certain things that you can criticize, you know, Topper for. I also think the way they play in extra innings is insane to me. The fact that they never bunt a guy over and then just drive the run in, it makes me want to pull my hair out.
Now, whose idea is that?
That's Topper. Okay. I don't trust him with everything. I don't think that every move he makes is right. The one thing I do trust him with is knowing his guys. And if he thinks... I don't have more information than he does. It doesn't mean that he's right, but I guess what I'm saying is I trust him to know what those guys need more than I trust him with anything.
Spike, would it surprise you if the vast majority of the team thought he should have let those guys hit? Would that surprise you?
No.
Well, does that make them wrong?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, the majority is not always right. There's a lot of times in the majority of what people think is wrong.
But then it's based on the results.
Sure. Well,
so the results is yes, it didn't work out.
Didn't work out yesterday.
Yeah.
But what he would tell you is the result. I will be judged by the results in October.
Right.
Yeah.
He's playing the long game.
Yes.
Yes. He's playing the long game.
He would concede that he did not give
that's
them
really
the best chance
did.
To win yesterday.
Yeah. That's really what he did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Mike, let me just say one thing. Here.
Yes, Chuck.
And I know we're dealing with, but when people like Richie and Reese and you, when these guys talk about something professional. I know we're dealing with a different sport here now, but when I open their mouths, I do listen because there's a competition part here. And Spike, you know, I enjoy hearing you guys. I really do. But on this one here, it says a lot of bright people agreeing with you, believe me. But something like this, look, if that game's within reach, let them go for God's sake. And listen, when you say I'm going to give you the day off, you know, 5 minutes of your time after 3.5 hours, you're not killing them.
But exactly.
Other than that, you guys are terrific. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Yes.
I didn't have any time to ask Chuck if like what exactly he thought the CIA's role in JFK's death was.
No, I know.
Yeah.
We got important topics to talk about today.
Yeah, that'll be a summer show. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What up, brother?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And I said hi to Jack. So,
what up, Tasty Cake?
Well, I agree with the guy. You guys, I love listening to the show. Best show on radio.
I appreciate that,
brother.
So, Spike, can I quickly tell you, I last week you said that you and Ike and Jack were going to try to go on a 10-year run, which I hope happens, right?
Fingers crossed.
Yep, I hope it happens. At the end of that run, Spike, Jalen Hurts is going to have more of MVPs and championships than any athlete in the city.
Bull.
That was Jack.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
That wasn't me. I don't have those buttons, Tasty Cake, just so we're
that
clear.
That was Jack. Yeah.
More than anyone in history in Philadelphia? Or
no, more than that. There's two guys in the city right now that got a head start on them, and one guy's got two MVPs. I think that Bryce might have a shot to win the third one, but I think Jalen will win at least three.
Three MVPs?
Yes, I do.
Nah.
I hesitate to make a tattoo bet because I've seen how they've worked out here, especially with quarterbacks in this specific time slot, so I'm not going to do it. Just let me tell you, winning three MVPs would put him in pretty elite company.
I'll take three titles.
Well, I think he is. I mean, I heard you last week saying, you know, you don't even got him top 10, right? Don't you have him like at 12, you said?
I think he's between 8 and 12. I think once you get past the – there's – He's in a group with a bunch of other QBs that it's really just your personal taste that I think would probably rate out about the same. Which, by the way, I think is good enough to win a Super Bowl with. And I just think to win three MVPs, that puts him at like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Pat Mahomes level. And I don't see that at all.
Well, some people do.
Yes.
I think he was hurt all year last year. I think he was hurt. I think that 2 years ago is who he is versus last year.
I hope so.
He wasn't as horrible. I mean, to me, he wasn't as horrible as people said he was last year. I just think he couldn't move, Ike.
Yeah.
And I think that's a key part of his game.
Well, I'm already going 30 touchdown passes this year.
Well, but 30. Well, 30? 30 would make me happy.
Yeah, I'm going 30.
38 would make me really happy.
I'm going 30 and 4,000 yards.
Tasty Cake, here's my issue with the importance of his mobility, as you said. If he's going to win three MVPs and it's so important that he run well, I don't know, man. Like, you're banking on health and keeping him, you know, he's already shown a little bit of degradation in terms of how fast he is and things like that. Mm-hmm. The most of the QBs that win multiple MVPs, obviously Lamar Jackson is an exception so far, as he's won two, right? He's won two MVPs. Mm-hmm. Most of them are throwers, not runners. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I would be surprised if Jalen Hurts wins three MVPs.
Here's what I want to say to you, Spike, is that it's real easy to play. Getting Saquon is so gigantic for them because it's real easy to play quarterback second and five.
That's right.
And when they run that ball, and they will run that ball. You know, I heard a guy on the station say that the Eagles will never be a ground and pound team. Like, during your run, that's all it with Deuce and the three-headed monster?
That's right.
Guys were.
That's right.
A couple years ago, they were.
What did they win?
The guy said Jeffrey Lurie. The guy said Jeffrey Lurie will not allow the Eagles to be ground and pound. And that's all they were the first 5 years with Andy.
Well, even a couple years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, they're probably the top running team in the NFL, right?
Rushing
top
team in the league.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
take them to Pound Town, baby. That's what I always say.
They get a 10-point lead
with
on somebody in the second half, Spike. They're going to swallow that clock up. You ain't going to have to worry about playing.
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
There's a lot going on
right
here.
A lot going on in this call,
yeah,
man.
Him with the Pound Town and you swallowing the clock up, all a lot. You know, I think the difference is that we're not. The way that we think about ground and pound from 25 years ago, mid-90s, is a running team in the NFL just looks different now the way that it's not give it to the same guy 28 times where that's what it used. So it's just not concentrated on one guy, but I still think I agree with you that they could be a really good running team. All right, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, Tasty Cake.
All right, Tasty Cake.
There you go. Tasty calls about whatever the hell he
wants. I think they were the number one rushing team both years that they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 17 and 22.
Yeah.
They were number one rushing team.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't because they gave it to one running back.
No. And a lot of it is, by the way, getting a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yes.
You know, having a quarterback that can run, all those sorts of things. And it looks like they have the ability, they will have the backs between having Saquon and Gainwell and now having the kid, Will Shipley.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have enough people to give the ball to behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Well, it's just, we like to do a lot of push-tushing, man. Or tush-pushing. Yeah, we'd like to do a lot
with
of
the
that.
Other guys. It didn't look.
Well, oh, yeah, we're terrible with, everybody that's not on the first team is terrible with this,
yes. Yeah.
Nick better be careful, man. I'm just saying, Saquon's here to score touchdowns too.
I agree with you on that one.
Let's not give all the 1 yard touchdowns to the quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
You could do it on 4th and 1 from the 38. Right. I'm sure Saquon doesn't need that 1 yard and hurting his average per carry. Yes. But 3rd and 1 from the 1, that's got to go to Saquon.
Yeah, he wants that.
A large portion of it. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Mm. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust Rob Thompson? Well, that's a pretty, about 64% say yes. I'm amazed that 36% say no.
Yeah, I have been noticing it a little bit more lately that Twitter's become, they've gotten a sharp tongue when it comes to Topper.
Yeah.
Over the stretch. Now, I will say this. It wasn't there the first month that everything was 500, but when you play sub-500 ball for 2 months, you're going to start to ruffle some feathers out there. So there are some people out there that have sort of grown tired of the whole just be patient and let them figure it out and I'm going with my gut. And we're always going to have a difficult time. It's funny because when Nick is being passionate and expressing that on the sideline, we sometimes think he goes too far. Usually when they lose, we don't like it. When they win, oh, it's our guy. It's our coach. He's our guy. With Topper, we don't get much of a reaction out of him. So I don't know if people know how to really, can you warm up to him? Like, he's endearing. Like, he seems smart, always seem under control, doesn't let his emotions get the best of him. But we're a town that, We're based in emotion and passion.
Sure.
Like, that's how we express ourselves. So it's a little different having a manager who is so cerebral and more or less had that same sort of monotone voice that when we're going crazy, he's like, even though he doesn't say the words, it's almost like he's telling you to relax.
Relax. And I think what's most interesting about him is that he doesn't even pick his spots and freak out. He never freaks out.
Never freaks out.
He never wavers from it. It does seem like
he got thrown out one time.
It does seem like this particular roster, full of veterans, accomplished veterans, probably a good fit for them.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, and you can't just talk about results because it's difficult. However, his time here in terms of, I mean, I'm not saying he did it, but this team was garbage for years before he was the manager here. I mean, immediately before him, both managers failed. Gabe failed. Joe Girardi failed.
I would say this, though, Spike. I don't know if the team was garbage from a talent standpoint. They may not have been as good as this team, but they should have been better than they were.
Right.
And that's where the manager does come into play. They didn't believe in Girardi, because Girardi didn't like none of the young players, so they didn't like him. And the veterans who were encouraging of the Stotts and the Bohms and those guys, they resented Girardi because he wouldn't play those guys. And let's forget about Gabe Kapler. I mean, once Bryce laughed about the curveball machine, your days were numbered.
Curveball.
Yeah, that was.
I love sports.
Bryce was like, yeah, not for me, bro. That might be for somebody else.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the moment where
I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
Yeah, and when I say that they were bad before him, that's to give him credit in that they had talent on those teams. You remember the Girardi teams were good and collapsed.
Kapler couldn't
the Kapler teams also collapsed.
Yep.
So,
and that's where he does get credit as a manager.
Yes.
Because there's something to the way he does things.
Especially with this roster. Doesn't mean he's infallible, but I trust him with the things that I trust him to be good at. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I trust him to be good at is knowing when these players, even Castellanos, right? We're all begging him to give Castellanos
a day off. Yeah.
And he stuck with him.
Yeah.
He stuck with him, and Castellanos has been the most reliable hitter in the lineup for the last month and a half.
2 months. Yeah, it's like, seriously.
We will continue with the conversation on Topper. We will also find out if there has been any movement next with the Eagles' backup quarterback situation. Now, the last time we saw Tanner McKee and Two Gloves,
I was fitting for a jacket.
Yes.
Fitting for a gold jacket.
We were. Has anything happened over the weekend to change any of that? We will get the specifics next from one Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.